People living along this stretch of border west of El Paso just have to look up to know this is a hotspot for smugglers moving migrants across the border. CBP helicopters fly overhead day and night. These teens peeking through the border fence from the Mexican side tell me they see a lot of people climbing over the barrier, many using ladders. That's despite the fact the Trump administration upgraded the barricade to a 30-foot-tall bollard-style structure. Two of the men who tried to scale the fence near El Paso in recent weeks and fell are now at a migrant shelter in the desolate Mexican border town, Palomas, nearly 100 miles away. They're recovering from serious injuries.
Me caí. Ahí terminó todo para mí.
Juan Jairo Ushka Alcocer, a 25-year-old man from Ecuador, says his dream of reaching the U.S. ended at the foot of the wall.
Traté de cruzar el muro, pero
Pedro Gomez, a 37-year-old man from Guatemala, tells me he slipped and toppled off the top of the fence. The men want their full names used so their account of events can be verified. They're among a growing number of desperate migrants climbing the border barrier with dangerous and sometimes deadly consequences. Gomez, a father of four, has casts on both legs and sits in a wheelchair. Ushka Alcocer lies on a bunk bed. Both say they told the Border Patrol agents who picked them up that they were injured and in pain. Gomez says he was crawling on his hands and knees when approached by Border Patrol agents, unable to walk. Ushka Alcocer says he told agents he couldn't move after his fall. Even so, both say they were returned quickly to Mexico without medical care. According to CBP, neither, quote, presented illness or injury during their brief encounters with agents. But Pastor Rosalio Sosa, who runs the migrant shelter where the injured men are recovering, says he's seen it happen numerous times.
And they don't have any medical attention, nothing. They just pick them up and send them over here. No wheelchairs, no nothing. Not even a Tylenol.
According to El Paso Border Patrol Chief Gloria Chavez, when it's apparent someone is hurt, agents administer first aid and request assistance if needed. That may include an agent trained as an emergency medical technician or an ambulance, depending on the severity of the injury. The higher border fence is part of an enforcement strategy designed to deter illegal crossings by making it more difficult and dangerous.
But this just hasn't happened.
Yeva Yusonite is author of the book Threshold, Emergency Responders on the U.S.-Mexico Border. She's worked as a paramedic and is a professor of international security and anthropology at Brown University.
The border infrastructure is getting deadlier, and people's reasons for moving are increasing as well. So it is just a bad combination.
That combination is resulting in more serious border wall injuries. Ruben Garcia is director of Annunciation House, an organization that provides temporary shelter for migrants and refugees in El Paso.
When I say serious injuries, I'm talking about fractured legs in multiple places, fractured ankles, broken hips, pelvises. I'm talking about broken ribs, spinal injuries.
The injured migrants at Annunciation House were sent to the hospital first by Border Patrol, says Garcia. Most were women. Back near the border fence, after sunset, neighbors on both sides expect another busy night. Janet Lara lives in the U.S.
The border patrols are up and down, helicopters, so we're like, oh, it's normal to us, you know?
Her mobile home is on the last street near the border wall, where the dreams of migrants trying to reach the United States start and sometimes end. For KTEP, I'm Angela Cocherga.